you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's October 16th, 2012. On the line with me is Jody Urias. She's a performer with the greatest show on earth, Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey. Barnum Bash is coming to the U of I Assembly Hall this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we're going to have ticket giveaways. So be listening to the end of this broadcast. This will be a great event for the whole family. So, Jody, if you were to write a book about your life, what would you title it and why?
Well, it's funny that you asked that question because I have been approached several times about writing a story about my life, and I have thought of a couple of titles. You know, I think my favorite is Moms Aren't Perfect. My life is a three-ring circus, because it really is.
Wow.
And we really aren't perfect.
I like that title. And I was thinking, in light of, I mean, you're a wife, you're a mother of two children, you're traveling all over the country, parts of the world, you're a presenter, and how do you, pun intended, juggle all that with performing and home responsibilities and raising your kids and being a wife? How can you do all that?
Well, you know, some days are easier than others, and, you know, I have a lot of faith in God, and starting and ending each day with prayer is really important. And I always ask for God to help me tune out all the distractions and listen when I need it most. And sometimes I don't. You know, I'll catch myself and I was like, you know, I had a feeling I should have said this or done this, and I didn't do it, and I didn't follow my prompting. That was my fault. It wasn't that God didn't answer my prayer. It was that I didn't listen to the answer. And so, you know, some days just go really great, and at the end of the day, I'm thanking God. And the days that don't go so well, I'm at the end of the day asking God to help me just be a better listener and take action when I need to take action.
Well, I know you're currently performing and presenting in Peoria en route to Champaign-Urbana. We're so excited to have the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, Barnum Bash coming to our area. And you're traveling with your husband, your two children, and your mother-in-law. What's that like?
Well, my business partners are my husband, my brother-in-law, and my brother-in-law's fiancé. So we work together as a family. And there's nothing quite like it. You know, the act that we do is, if you can close your eyes and imagine this 16-foot sphere steel cage, round lattice steel, and picture three motorcycles zipping around the inside of this cage going about 55 miles per hour, and I'm standing in the middle of all of that. And it's quite incredible to be able to do this act that requires such trust. To do that with my family, because they're the people I trust the most, and I can tell myself that every day when I doubt myself or doubt the other person. I'm like, I can't trust anybody more than my family, because what we do for a living every day requires trust, and I know that none of them would intentionally do anything to hurt me.
I'm going to read a press release that I got that I think will also put a picture in people's minds. But I also want to come back to that trust and hear a little of your faith story on how you've learned to trust in God over these years. But I love this press release. The troop's nerve-wracking act begins as two motorcycles enter the globe and demonstrate their skill. Then a third motorcycle enters the globe, and the trio executes dangerous maneuvers at incredible high speeds, as well as several pattern changes that are signaled by the rev of their engine. For their death-defying finale, which was especially created for and can be seen only at the greatest show on earth, Jody is hoisted up in the air by a rope and performs a neck spin as the rider's orbit inches away from her body. Timing is everything. At any time, if a bike stalls or one bike brushes another, it's over, says Irwin. Despite the high risks and the danger of the act, the thrill-seeking daredevils could not imagine performing anything else and are proud of their family heritage and legacy. Wow, I can't wait to see you.
Me too.
Well, getting back to the trust, so obviously there's a great amount of trust and practice and rehearsal and timing, you know, with these other members of your family. But there's also that unique trust, that point where you've said, Lord, it seems like you've led me into this career, into performing in this way. And so take us through maybe some of that faith journey that you've been on trusting in God.
Well, you know, I feel like life in general, not just in the entertainment industry, is a roller coaster. You know, we have those highs when everything's going great and everything's awesome, and then there's this plummet and things don't always go so perfect and so great, you know. And we need guidance at both times. When everything is great, we need guidance. When everything's not so great, we need guidance. And I think that our faith is made stronger in those low points. And we've all had them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's more in the future. I hope not, but I'm prepared for whatever is coming my way. I hope it's good. But, you know, I think that part of what we do in entertainment is just by our actions. I don't have to tell anybody that I have faith in God. They can see by my actions. And there are days that I'm not proud of my actions. And I have to ask for forgiveness from the person that I may have offended, or, you know, from Heavenly Father at the end of the day, or however it works into the moment. You know, I may have to go up to somebody and say, look, I'm sorry. I acted like a real jerk. And I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hope you can forgive me. You know, sometimes at the end of the day, I'm asking God for forgiveness because I acted like a real jerk. And also those other days, I'm like, you know what? I was a good listener today, and I think I behaved in a way that will make you proud and or made you proud. And I think that the most important thing for me is to set a good example for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And by my actions, I think to myself sometimes before I react, if somebody comes up to me with a negative attitude, I may say something. I have an opportunity to say something in a way that can be positive or negative. And I think of, how would I want somebody to speak to my child?
Hmm.
This person that I'm speaking to is a child of God. And I have to remember that. How would I feel if somebody were speaking to my child? So I try to choose my responses wisely. And that could be with anything. It could be with a stranger. It could be with a coworker, a family member, whatever, whoever is introduced into my life in that moment. And also, you know, we don't know what another person has experienced for a day in that moment that they may have approached us. They may have had a really crummy moment. And they may have misdirected anger or whatever. And so, you know, just making small, important choices throughout the day, I think, whatever our situation is, good or bad, you know, making those small, important choices can determine how we feel at the end of the day. And it can either tear us down for the following day or build us up for the next day.
Yeah, and it seems like you're extending grace and compassion, because you just, like you said, never know what they've gone through. And we've been talking over the air the last couple of weeks about loving God and loving others, and it seems like that's maybe one of your guiding principles. And were there people foundational in your life that kind of led you into that relationship with God, people guiding you along? Was it like family influences, the church, a neighbor? Like, who helped you kind of establish that relationship with God?
Well, you know, my sister and my mother both would take me to church with them on Sundays. And my sister would go regularly, and my mom would go from time to time. But they always encouraged me to go. And, of course, I met friends at church, and sometimes if their family wasn't going or my family wasn't going, we'd go together. And when churches have activities that keep kids busy with healthy things, mm-hmm. it keeps them away from unhealthy things. So I'm really grateful that I had the opportunity to be surrounded by fruitful, healthy activities when I was a kid. And it wasn't that I wasn't exposed to the other things, but I had built up the personal strength, you know, that that confidence that I can say no to this person who's trying to get me to do something that I know I shouldn't do. And knowing that I can tell that person, you can be my friend or you cannot be my friend, but I'm not going to do that because I know that that's not good for me. So it's not easy for kids to do that because, or adults, you know, we want to be liked and you want to have friends and you want to be popular. And sometimes kids feel like they can't say no because that person's more popular than me and people look up to that person. But in the long run, you know, we just have to tell our kids, maybe somebody's looking up to this person today, but they're not going to look up to them tomorrow. They're going to be looking up to you because you had the strength to say, I'm not going to do that because I know it's not right.
In case you just tuned in, I have Jody Urias on the phone with me, and she's coming to the U of I Assembly Hall to be a part of the Barnum Bash. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey are known throughout the world as the greatest show on earth, and they're going to be coming to the U of I Assembly Hall, and we're going to give a couple tickets away at the end of this broadcast, so stay tuned. Well, we know that the church is us. It's not necessarily a building. And with you traveling and bringing your children and being with your husband and your mother-in-law on this trip, are you able to visit churches or are you always so busy that you really kind of have to have church as a family or on your own?
Well, you know, we have to be the ones responsible to make sure our kids get their spiritual education and their scholastic education. We do have a school teacher on the road with us, which I am so grateful for her because there are things that my sixth grader is learning that I am relearning.
Sure.
And subjects that I had forgotten that I had learned when I was that age. So it's pretty amazing that we have a teacher with us. But yes, you know, we have to coach our children. Generally, we're working on Sundays, so we don't always get to attend services. And if we have an opportunity to go to a service with a friend or somebody we may meet in one of the cities we go to, sometimes we'll go. But, you know, it's so great because I love working with Ringling Brothers and being a part of the greatest show on earth because we get to meet amazing people from all walks of life. And we're in a different city every week. And sometimes we get to see family or friends that we've met before. And it's always just a wonderful experience, and it gives us opportunities to just treat people amazingly. You know, one of my favorite parts about our show aspect is 1 hour before each show, we're open to all ticket holders can come an hour early. It's called our pre-show, and they get to come in and meet us and meet all the performers from the show, and our backstage is open, and they can see our animals up close and try on costumes and learn circus skills and all this stuff. Part of that is my favorite because we get to interact with the public that has chosen to spend their hard-earned money to come see me. They could go to a movie. They could go anywhere they want. They came to see us, and I want to show them my gratitude, and that's my opportunity to do that is during that pre-show. I can meet people, say hi to their children, take pictures, and just have a great time. And I'm so grateful that that's an aspect of our job that we get to do every day.
What's one of the maybe the most difficult aspects of your job of performing?
Actually, the performance part is the easiest part. It's physically demanding. It's mentally demanding. But that is the part I enjoy most. You know, we drive a lot of miles, and sometimes you have engine troubles or flat tires or whatever. And so that can be stressful. You know, setting up and tearing down our equipment, we have to be very careful. It's very heavy. Our globe comes in these, it's assembled. So it's in these pieces that look like pie sections, like if you cut a pie in pieces. So we have to assemble each of these 300-pound pieces to create this orb that we perform in. And so, you know, there's some stress there because we're handling very heavy equipment, and it's our family. Like I said before, my husband, my brother-in-law, my future sister-in-law, we're the ones that are assembling our globe. And so we just want to be careful and make sure that we do everything right because our livelihood depends on it.
And there's a picture posted at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and you can see this globe and the three motorcyclists, and it includes your husband, your brother-in-law, and your future sister-in-law?
Yes.
and that's you hanging from the top. So you'll literally be spinning around as these motorcycles, in case somebody just tuned in and they're like going, what's going on here? Who is he interviewing? This is Jody Urias, and she's going to be involved in the coming circus, the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey, the greatest show on earth, coming to the U of I Assembly Hall. And you'll be in that globe, and you can see that photograph at greatnewsradio.org. I've also done a couple Facebook postings, but I'm thinking that you probably each and every time when you get into that globe, you're saying, okay, Lord, you know, watch over my family, watch over me, help this be a fun event for the crowd and the audience. And then you kind of just go to it, huh?
Absolutely. There is prayer before, during, and after. Mm-hmm.
And how do you concentrate? I mean, you have these motorcycles literally inches away from you, revving their engines, zipping around, suspended up in the air, twirling your... I mean, what's going through your mind during these moments?
Well, you know, it's funny. Parents develop what I call mommies. We get mother hearing. So, like, if your kids are fussing or crying, you can distinguish their cries and which kid, oh, I got to go see if Alyssa's okay, or I have to go see if Jovi's okay. I can tell my children's cries. And some mothers get that, with no matter how many kids they have, they get mother hearing. I have that with the globe. I hear the motorcycles, and I know whose motorcycle is making which noise. And so it's very interesting when I talk about this. To me, I find it interesting even to myself that I can distinguish the sound of each bike and whose bike it is. And also, I can detect small differences in the sound. I'll be like, did your bike sound different to you today? Because it sounded different to me today. Can you check this out? You know, and I don't know if it's something that I consciously tuned into, or if it's something that other people who might, well, there's not very many people who do what I do, but maybe somebody in a similar situation can develop those kind of senses, that special attention where they can hear things that somebody else may not notice, or they can see or observe something that other people may not notice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. And also, you know, before we decided to do this aerial stunt, this next spin that I do in the globe, nobody has ever done this ever before in circus history. So it's something we've wanted to do for a long time, and we wanted to be the first to do it. And I'm sure we won't be the last, but I'm excited that we're the first. But before I did that, you know, I prayed about it. I prayed about it with my husband, and I said, you know, I want this to be a wise decision for us. And, you know, I felt we got our answer, and I'm like, we're going to do this. And my husband designed an apparatus that would allow me to do this stunt that I'd wanted to do.
Hmm.
We had it built. My husband helped build it. My brother-in-law and my husband are both brilliant, and they maintain all the equipment. And we built it, and we get to be, right now, we're the only family in the world that does this stunt in the globe.
Hmm.
And we're the first and the only, and we're excited because we want, you know, the Great News listeners to come out and see us at the Barnum Bass Show, because you can't see it anywhere else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist anywhere else.
Jody, if I was going to have our Great News Radio listeners pray for you or pray specifically for you, how can they do that?
Wow. That's a pretty tall order. You know, I don't think we have to be instructed. You know, I feel if we're prompted or asked to pray for somebody, if we don't know what their needs are, God knows what their needs are. And I think just asking Heavenly Father to give the person the things that they need in their life, whoever it may be, if we're not sure what their needs are, you know, our Creator knows.
Yeah. Oh, boy, Jody, so much more to ask you. I'm going to have to come an hour early and see you in person, but maybe tell us something interesting about yourself that most people don't know, and then a favorite circus memory.
Oh, boy, those are two really tough things. Something about me that most people don't know. Let's see.
Like, did you drive motorcycles as a child? Were you jumping off the roof? Were you a crazy one?
I was crazy, but I wasn't from a circus family, you know. So I did that quote-unquote run away and join the circus. I was, you know, almost 19 years old, and the circus had come to my hometown. Everything that I saw in the air, trapeze, Spanish web, everything was just amazing to me. And I was like, I could do that. I want to do that. I could learn that. Hmm. So I made arrangements to go on the show and see if I could find anybody who would teach me. I left my job and my school for a summer thinking that, you know, when the summer was over, I'll come back and finish college and go back to my job. And it didn't turn out to be that way. At the end of the summer, the owner of the show that I was on offered me a contract, and I said, I'm staying. So, you know, here I am a million years later still doing it. Wow, there's so many favorite memories. I think one of my favorite memories is back in 1999 when we first came with Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. My in-laws were performing. My father-in-law, my husband, my brother-in-law, and myself were doing the Globe. And I think one of my favorite memories is, you know, later in the tour, we were closer to the year 2000, when I told my in-laws that I was expecting their first grandchild.
That, and this is before you're going to get into the cage and motorcycles spinning around you and you're
exactly
hanging there?
Yes. Oh, my father-in-law, Victor, was shaking. You know, he was like, I got to be more careful in the Globe because, you know, I have a grandson on the way. Well, he didn't know if it was grandson or granddaughter, but he called it a grandson from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, Jody, I'm looking forward to meeting you that 1 hour before the shows start this weekend in what you're calling the Barnum Bash. And there are shows Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. But right now, the seventh caller will get 4 tickets to Saturday night, 7 p.m., Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey, Barnum Bash Circus coming to the U of I Assembly Hall, Saturday night, 7 p.m., the seventh caller during the morning edition of Mark and Friends. And at this point in the program, the seventh caller, when this re-airs in the evening, this is B-Level Row 7 and B-Level Row 8. So they're great tickets. Seventh caller right now, 217-367-7777. Thanks, Jody, for being available. Appreciate your time.
Not at all, Mark. Thanks so much. And I look forward to meeting the Great News Radio listeners. Come up and introduce yourself if you come to the show. Find me at the pre-show and say hello.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.